901 here on Tuesday night, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zulli along with us for the ride as we are into the 9 o'clock hour. It's been breezing through here tonight, 610-632-0975, talking about the birds and our side topic, of course, which has been fun to discuss this entire thing here about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the home being put up for rent on Airbnb from Will and Jeff. And it's really the pool house that Will stayed in, which was a great place. And I would love it. And I know a lot of people would love it as well. So we ask you, along with our main topic with the birds, on this 30th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, what popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? 610-632-0975. On a text board, G gave us Central Perk from Friends. I know there are a lot of Friends haters out there. I'm not one of them. I love Friends, and I don't even drink coffee. I drink some tea. They used to have like the cool cookies and the, you know how they have the pastries in there in those spots. So of course, right?
Yeah, the spot's cool, but if it's encompassing everything that goes with it,
I'm in.
They're bad people.
I don't care.
I don't want to be around them.
They're good people.
No, they're not.
They're good people. Love that show. It was a funny show. Yes, indeed. I'm absolutely.
Remember what we talked about when we talked about Seinfeld versus Curb?
Yeah.
Remember what I told you my brother said about Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're bad people that we're forced to like.
I like them. I like them. There's that. How about that? 610-632-0975. Also on the text board, Rich gave us, if you ever saw Living Single. So when you talk about Friends, right? You don't like Friends, they're bad people. So what a lot of people don't know is there was a similar show, Tyler, called Living Single with a group of friends who were black, who lived in New York. Queen Latifah, Kim Fields, a lot of people, right? And Overton and Kyle, the two guys who shared an apartment, they had an apartment, a condo. It was like a condo loft type thing. It was really, really cool. And Rich said that spot, and that's a dope spot. I have one, too, that I've been holding on to. And I'm going to hang on. I'm going to hang on because we still have a lot of callers. We have not gotten to all the tweets as well. I'll give that one if no one says anything. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mustafa in Philly next on The Fanatic. Mustafa.
Yo.
Mustafa, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, man. I'm good.
First thing, I want to say a little something about the Eagles, first of all. Honestly, I really don't expect us to do well this year based off of the injuries on the line and on the ends, the receivers. You know, so I don't know what everybody's so upset about when you got a depleted line and you find them what you can, players that you just patching in where you as you go along. I mean, do you really expect us to go far like that?
Far like that, no. But based on what we saw on Sunday and the last couple of years, just in general, is what we were really talking about. The things that we've seen over the last couple of years, stuff, and of course what we saw on Sunday allows us to have this conversation today. But going forward, no, I only had them at 9-7 because I didn't think they were ready, but with the right to change my mind, should they give us something different, a different product on the field?
Okay, I feel you. Yeah. 9-7
is a reach, Devon. 9-7 is a reach. Yeah, well, look, Tyler said 8-8. I said 9-7. But listen, stop. We've had people that said 12-4, 11-5, 10-6 on average. So I think more of the average has been, what was, when we did the poll, I think people said 10 wins. Is that right, Tyler? Yeah, he said, so Tyler said 10 wins was the average that we did get.
Okay. Yeah. I'm optimistic. I'm a team player. I'm a home team guy. I want us to do well.
All right, man. Listen, I hope so, man. They got a big one against the Rams coming up on Sunday. Stoff, you're a big TV guy, movie guy. What do you got?
I'm surprised nobody said Tony Montana's mansion in Miami.
No one has said it.
Or yet still, his friend Frank's, his little spot was better than Tony's mansion, in my opinion. I like to stay in Frank's mansion.
All right, man. Well, see, listen, no one has said it. And just as you say that one, stop, I'm going to tell you what Tyrone Johnson said before he left, since no one has said it. The Godfather place.
Hello.
Exactly. Yo, stop. Thanks for the call, man. Don't be a stranger.
All right.
Hello.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Tony Montana's mansion and Frank. Frank. Yes.
See, I don't think I need a full mansion. Not for a night.
Yeah, but wouldn't you take, but we were talking about the mansion Fresh Prince. Wouldn't you take that one?
Yeah, but that's like that's a smaller, because it's the pool house, right? It's not the mansion.
Yeah, but when we presented it in the beginning, we told everyone it was the mansion.
I mean, I'm not going to say no, but I don't need that much room. I say that though, and we got offered a trip to Wakanda, and I'm all in on
exactly.
That. So
and Billy
that's
Madison,
a country.
You said yes to Billy Madison.
Yeah, I might just take the pool, and his, you know the little the tent that he had.
Oh well, yes. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving. We head to Alany next. Vic, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Vic? How you doing?
Man, always good to hear from you, man. And your show is like therapy, brother. So we need
you,
it about
man.
Now.
Thank
brother.
You. I need you guys, as
between,
you know.
Between the Phillies and the Sixers, oh, Lord, we got it. We're going to get it right against. Man, listen, man, I'm watching the game Sunday with my boy. And we're watching. The same team now go up 17-0. We're watching them go up 17-0. We are excited. They're moving the ball, blah, blah, blah. Then we see our quarterback throw a pass out, far out to the flat, and it gets picked. We're like, oh, man, it's a momentum change, momentum shift. But then again, you know, we're still in the game. And then I see another pick he throws, and I'm going to myself, oh, you got to be kidding me. So a series of bad plays does not make a career. But, I mean, listen, man, I'm thinking about the Atlanta game last year, the Seattle game 2019. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about, listen, is this a pattern or what? I'm not sure. People are going to defend our quarterback. Obviously, you know, he's our quarterback. But, I mean, for me, I'm putting the loss on him. And also on the fact that our coaching staff seems to always puzzle me. You got an offensive lineman walking off the field, going into the locker room, okay, let's go for it on 4-for-4. Well, listen, I'm not going to blitz them. Blitz the hell out of them. Because,
but you know that's not what Schwartz does.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying we had the ball. Our offensive lineman, who is filling in, is walking off the field. I forgot his name. And then we come to a play where it's 4-for-4, and we go for it. And the Red Sea parted, and you see the Washington Redskins linebacker come in. And I'm going, what am I watching here?
Right.
So is it me, or do we not have other options besides throwing it 30 yards down the field? I'm not sure what's going on. Hopefully they can get it together. But we've seen this before, man. And it's like a bad record. And when you get bad coaching or coaching that doesn't adjust, and you got a quarterback that really essentially two bad plays cost you the game. And to anybody who thinks this is not a bad loss, this is a divisional game.
Yep.
When the end of the season comes, and if it's a game between us and Washington, they got it because of this game. Now, these games count. These divisional games, you got to win your division. And so for me, it's a little bit more serious from that standpoint. But you want to see your team do better. You hopefully to do better. But I'm going at the like, yo, is this? Am I seeing what I'm not seeing?
Right.
I know you want to defend your quarterback. You want to defend your team.
100%.
But at some point, man, Howie Roseman, the coaching staff, these old receivers, something's going to shift. And I'm like, are we falling apart? You never know. Again, one season does not make one loss make. But I mean, at the same time, man, you've seen this before. And so I'm hoping that, you know, something shifts.
That's why we're asking, Vic, that's why we asked the question. Have you started to lose faith and trust in those two guys, Peterson and Wentz, man? That's where the whole thing originated. Just going back. And I made sure I said 2017. Since 2017,
right.
it has people started to lose that faith.
9-7, 9-7. And I've read one article, the Super Bowl was a fluke. And here's why. I forgot what article it was. And the reality is, you know, we thought by this win that maybe we could build something or something. Well, turns out we're not that team that we thought we were.
And then the other main part too is Doug Peterson telling us this is the new norm. So don't want this part of the New York. Sure, we like the playoffs, but you gave us something different. We want that. Vic, give us a place to hang, man.
I'm a mess with y'all a little bit.
Mess with us here.
I want to hang out in the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Then I go wherever the hell
go
I
wherever
go.
You want
to go. And then I go any of the places y'all just named. And so I just got to hang out with my man Flossin, get on that DeLorean, and we good.
Oh, man, that's a great one. That's a great one. Thanks for the call, Vic.
He found a loophole.
Nothing wrong with
that. You can go everywhere now.
You can go everywhere, man.
As long as you can get it up to 88 miles an hour.
Hey, man. He said he can go any spot he wants to. I love it. I love it. I love it. 610-632-0975. Donald on Twitter, TTFish, Don 50. Donald says the treehouse from Swiss Family Robinson.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
Great one, Don. Appreciate it, man.
Can we get off the island, though? Like, can we go visit whenever we want, or are we stuck?
Oh, man. It's his call. Whatever,
it's going to depend on who I'm bringing.
Whatever he says. Whatever he says. G jumps back in. Gerald in L.A. says, I was at the Hell's Kitchen show that was filmed on a soundstage in Culver City. He shut the kitchen down, and they got mad at us because after we waited so long, that we snuck across the street and came back with a KFC bucket.
Gotta eat, man.
You gotta eat. Gotta eat. Go get your grub, man. Go get your grub. 610-632-0975. Let's give another one here before we get to Chris and King of Prussia. All right, Kyle at the club says, all right, Devon, I'll stay at the house. Axel Foley commandeered. Yes. Beverly Hills Cop 2, hang out at the Sugar Spot from Harlem Nights. You know the jokes will be hilarious in that, John. Definitely, Kyle, that's a great one. Great, great, great one. When he commandeered the house. Remember when the contractors were doing the house and they were putting the house together and he went up there, he pulled up and did what Axel Foley does. Found his way into that spot and he kept it. Remember when Taggart and Rosewood came by and he slipped into the pool and he went into the closet and got the clothes with the checkered pants. You know I'm an Eddie Murphy guy, so I know all of it. And the Sugar Spot, Sugar Ray's in Harlem Nights. Kyle, fantastic one. No doubt about it, man. The Overbrook Hotel from The Shining. Adara.
Nope. Nope, I'm out.
Adara, Tyler said no. Tyler said no.
I'm a big horror movie guy. I love horror movies. But you're just like welcoming trouble at that point.
Oh, man.
You're asking for something bad to happen.
I'm a scary movie person. I'm not scared of anything, really. But like I said, if you're trying to get me in that museum with the Addams Family, I'm going to bail out on you quickly. So Adara, Tyler said, no thanks.
I mean, listen, if you're going to make an Addams Family appearance, I'll make the Bates Motel appearance. But, like, I'm not like, going into any creepy rooms or anything like that.
All right, here's a funny one before we get back to Chris. Debo on Twitter, Buckat, Pee-wee's Playhouse. Nah,
he's kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's too weird. He's too weird. He does weird things. We're out on that one. Let's go to Chris in King of Prussia. Chris, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, and I just want to let you know you do a great job.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So earlier this morning, around 6, I was listening, and it was funny. It was like two people from KOP. I'm like, I should have called right now. We could have got the hat trick.
No doubt. Well, we had two earlier, so we had the hat trick here, Chris.
We had
a couple earlier. Thank you.
It would have been funny if we had three in a row, but I didn't get the call then. But you had mentioned something. Someone called about this. Sean, what did he do last week? I must have missed it to maybe make management mad. I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
That.
So he didn't do anything. He basically just, they had him on a pitch count is what they said, Chris. And Adam Kaplan, who was on yesterday with Jeff Mosher inside the Birds radio here at 6 o'clock, said that that was the plan going into the game, that he was on a pitch count. Yes.
Okay, he didn't do anything last week to make...
No.
Okay, that's fine. But my concern is, why wouldn't they get, like, Rieger and him and just do, like, end the round to just open the field because they're so fast? I mean, especially during that Washington game, I mean, that's part of, like, I thought Doug's offense is, you know, just getting his quick receivers, and breaking down the field and making something happen. So I just hopefully he does that, you know, this week.
And that's what we thought, that they would incorporate some of those other misdirection plays, some of those trick plays, and not even necessarily all the trick plays, but just stuff that has become commonplace in the NFL with the jet sweeps and the end arounds and not necessarily end arounds, but the everybody running across the line of scrimmage with their speed and making things happen from there. And we did not see enough of it. And once they got down, once the lead was taken away from them, Doug Peterson did what Doug Peterson did. He stayed aggressive, but he didn't use some of those things that may have been in their favor.
Yeah, he just didn't make adjustments. I mean, that line was just, that right side was just getting crushed. I mean, he had no time, and he's dropping back seven, and the next thing you know, somebody's in his face. It was just, they should have won that. But
yeah, I wonder if he even trusts him with the short drop backs. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't get the ball out quick enough. He holds on to the ball too long and that type
actually,
of stuff.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Actually, there was one quick screen he said to Ward, and he just called and fell on his knees, but that almost got picked. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes,
that
I do. Yep.
I was like, cool. Jeez, that would have been a pick. So.
I know, man. Well, listen, man, on your way out for us, Chris, give us a hangout spot for you.
Can I give you two?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this is me growing up. I'm not sure how old you are, but I always liked the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
The house, and I have one other one. I was always jealous of this kid, but do you remember the show Silver Spoon?
Yes, I do. Ricky Schroeder.
That house is sick.
Yeah,
I know it's all that.
Yeah, Silver Spoon, no doubt.
A kid.
Yep, it's funny, man, because you bring up that one. We got the Drummond household, the place that they had, the penthouse. So yeah, for sure, man, definitely stay in those types of places, because we were like, where are those? Where can we get there? Yeah, absolutely. Chris, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. The Brady Bunch house. I saw, wasn't that just up for sale? I thought I saw that one up for sale on like Zillow or Trulia, one of those, you know, Remax, whatever, one of those spots had it where it was up for sale. I think. 610-632-0975.
All right, so if this is the house, there's a listing on Zillow, and that's because I think every
California,
house,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Hollywood, California. Can you take a guess at what it's estimated at?
Well, it's California, so it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, of course. And it's the Brady Bunch house on top of that.
I would say 5.7.
Actually, not as much as that.
Okay.
3.8. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm not doing it, but okay. KP in the Northeast. What's up, KP?
Devon, my man. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Good, brother. Tyler, you the man too, bro. So I got three quick things, right? I want to talk about the Eagles game Sunday.
Yep.
I got a bit of a hot take I want to lay on you. And then I got a quick question for Tyler too. So the game on Sunday obviously was just unacceptable and disgraceful. I put most of that on, you know, the offense, Doug, the running game, Carson, the O-line, all of that. Because guess what? Every single scoring drive that Washington had was 46 yards or under. They had two of 20, one 26, the other one was 40, and the other one was 46, if I got that correctly. So, which is just ridiculous. That short of a field, you're leaving your defense out to dry.
Right, you're at least going to get a field goal out of it, you think.
You know, so I think they're going to bounce back. I really do. Tyrone said something earlier about Aaron Donald in his three games against the Eagles has only one tackle for a loss and no sacks. So sometimes that happens where certain teams, no matter who the players are going up against them, they just don't perform well against that team for whatever reason. Like Russell Wilson always beats the Eagles. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So
now, but my only thing there, and I will go back with Ty on, and in this particular case that you bring up, KP, is maybe the Birds in those games had the full complement of their offensive line as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So then my hot take is, and obviously we're all going to be hoping for this, but I truly do believe this. I think he's going to have a phenomenal rookie year and then turn out to not be as great as we think he's going to. And what I mean by that is I think Jalen Reagor is going to be a better pick in the long run than CeeDee Lamb.
Listen, to each his own. I like Jalen Reagor. I didn't dislike him at all. I just happened to like CeeDee Lamb.
I'll tell you what, one more quick thing about that is I seen a picture of him in his game day uniform, like knee mugging, and he, to me, just seems like a killer. You know, coming back from that shoulder real quick, the way
he,
you know,
wanted
had
to
knee
play.
Mugging.
Yep.
Yes.
And exactly. Brian Westbrook said that when we did the pregame show on Sunday. KP,
exactly.
B said he loved the fact that the kid fought through. You know he wants to play.
Right, exactly. And I know I'm short for time, so I want to try and get everything in real quick. So Tyler, the quick question I got for you is, what do you think is going to go on with the Phillies, you know, you being a baseball man and everything. What do you think is going to go on with the Phillies now that Realmuto, Hoskins, and Jay Bruce are all going to be missing time now?
All right. So KP, he's going to answer you after you give us your spot.
Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, my spot, and it's funny because this show actually came out when I was younger. So as I got older, I went back and watched it. But Entourage, I go with Entourage because I think it'd be awesome to go to them Hollywood parties, see behind the scenes, the movie stars a little bit.
Yep.
You know, the parties they got, and you know the girls, the honeys, you know. So I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, man, and it's funny, Pat Egan said the same thing, so KP, you and Pat will make that trip. We'll take care of it. It's on us, man. Don't worry about it, KP. You got it, man. All right, have a good one. Final segment coming up on the other side. Q, Arthur, Mark, Karate Mark out there, and a couple open phone lines if you guys want to jump in for our final segment here on this Tuesday Night Talking Birds and your popular hangout spot right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
931 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Final segment for us here on this Tuesday night. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously breaking down the birds and getting deep into what we needed to talk about with them, but also having a little fun with the side topic that we incorporated into the show tonight with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the mansion in Bel-Air, being rented out by Will and Jeff, Airbnb, and that is because of the 30th anniversary of the show. We were asking you what popular or and or TV movie hang would you love to check out for yourself? 610-632-0975. And so it's been a fun conversation. It's been a good conversation. And a lot of people bringing in some really, really good places to jump into. So keep them coming. We have this final segment. We'll try to get it in for you if we can do just that here tonight. And I also wanted to say this before we get to Q, Arthur, Mark, and everybody else. Tyler and I just watched the end of overtime. And we're going to answer the Phillies question too. But Tyler and I just watched the Miami-Boston Game 1 Eastern Conference Finals. And Boston was up big. Boston was up big, and it looked like they were going to not cruise, but earn themselves a win over a tough Miami Heat team. So when I say they are a tough Miami Heat team, they came back and won, y'all. They went into overtime. They scored 35 in the fourth to the 23 of the Boston Celtics, 11-8 in overtime. And who really did it in overtime for the Miami Heat? You guessed it. Jimmy Butler. Boston went up one. And Jimmy Butler got the ball with like 20-some seconds to go. Drove to the basket. Jason Tatum, who's had a very good defensive season for the Celtics this year. We're not just an offensive scorer. Defensive season for him has been very good. Jason Tatum played him perfectly. The only thing he did at the end was move his arms in a little bit where the ref can call the foul. He did. Jimmy Butler made a tough layup, hit the free throw, and not a good look for Jason Tatum at the very end. They take game one, does Miami with Jimmy Butler, 117-114. He finished with 20 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, 5 boards, 7-14 from the floor, for 4-6 from the free throw line, 2-3. From behind the three-point line in 43 minutes, led by Goran Dragic's 29 points to lead the Heat, and Jason Tatum with 30-14, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks for the Boston Celtics. And when you talk about a block, Tatum had the ball at, before the last shot that he took. that he missed from the three-point line. He drove past Butler, took the contact, but got enough lift, 1 foot, cocked it back, one hand, tried to bang it, take that contact, get to the free throw line, all that stuff. Bam Adebayo came over with the help defense, protecting the rim, blocked the shot. Great game one. This is going to be a fantastic Eastern Conference Finals, and Jimmy Butler is up 1-0 over the Boston Celtics. There's that.
You know, for a second, if you don't mind, Devon, I want to go back to the that end one from Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Jason Tatum, I mean, outside of what you just said with, you know, pulled his hands in a little bit too much, was able to get the, or Butler was able to draw the foul. That was textbook defense. He positioned him to the outside,
yep.
Made him drive with the right hand away from the basket, made him dribble drive towards the baseline, forced him to the baseline, and forced him to put up a tough shot after a hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
That was everything you could have wanted. Yep. Butler's just, he's just a different dude.
He is focused. He is definitely focused on the task at hand. Of course, remember, everybody's mocking him about all the stuff and being in there at 3 a.m. dribbling the basketball, security calling on him and all of that. Well, look, he's where we want the 76ers to be. So I don't care what kind of attention he's seeking. You know what kind of tweets are going to be out there. The 76ers had him. And then the Jason Tatum stuff, of course. 610-632-0975. Q, before we get to you, Tyler, can you answer that Phillies question, please?
Yeah, I think that the simplest way to answer that question is without Real Muto and without Hoskins, who you guys know that I'm not a Hoskins fan by any means, but he's been much better as of late. Without the two of them, you see Jake Arrieta grabbing at his hamstring today. I don't know what the diagnosis is just yet, but it didn't look very good. This team to me at the beginning of the season was a 30-30 team. And that was probably good enough, just good enough to maybe make the playoffs with how many teams are getting in this year. With the injuries that I've seen and the fact that you lose 5 of 7 to the Marlins, and then you and I talked about it last night that they had to sweep the Mets, it's becoming more and more of an uphill climb. And the fact that they're 23-21, I think they are, 23-22. You know, they could easily still finish 7-8 and find a way into the playoffs. They have put themselves in a bad spot. Because even if you win 4 of 7, I'm not saying win 6 of 7 against the Marlins, but even if you win 4 of 7 against the Marlins, now you're 25-20,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a 2-game lead on the Marlins, or maybe it's even a 3-game lead. And just to get to my 30-30, you only have to win 5 of your final 15 games. They've put themselves in a bad spot. Where do they go from here? I mean, honestly, I don't know. They might still find themselves in the playoffs. I don't trust them against the Dodgers. I don't trust them against the Padres. I don't trust them against, I mean, quite honestly, I don't trust them against anybody.
They just lost 5 of 7 in a 7-game series against the Marlins.
And got swept earlier in the year. So they're 2-8 against the Marlins this season.
Next up, the Mets. 610-632-0975. And yes, Brian Westbrook, my brother, remind me one more time why the Sixers let Jimmy Buckets leave Philly. Q and Philly next. Q didn't leave Philly. What's up, Q?
Devon, it's always a treat when players meet. What's going on, man?
Always a pleasure, man. What's happening, Q?
Listen, dude. I'm glad y'all started talking about basketball. You know what? Let me stop with the Eagles point I was going to make, because tomorrow's waiver wire Wednesday. We all wake up the new players on our teams. That's my move on day from football. We all know with the quarterback and the head coach, if they made better decisions, especially the quarterback play and the way Doug called the game, we would be looking at 1-0 instead of 0-1, but it's move on day. So we're done with the Eagles, man. But the main point with what's going on down there, and maybe you can help too, Devon,
uh-huh.
is when you do your the game day show in the morning.
Yes.
You need to organize some kind of social distancing caravan and drive in and around the sports complex with sage and freaking prayer beads and whatnot, because that injury cloud is over the whole sports complex. It's not the Navy Yard, it's not Jetro's or the oil refineries. It's a black cloud of injury that is affecting every team down there, dude. And I don't know what, I don't know how we get over it. I guess that was the price we paid for a Super Bowl. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. And again, when the question was asked about the injuries a little bit earlier, the only thing I could say, Q, was that everyone in the league is dealing with it right now because of the unprecedented place we are in right now with the pandemic, lack of training in the off season, all of that stuff that we've been talking about. So you're right. The history is there for the last couple of seasons, but it's not just them. Other teams are really, 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 really banged up as well.
Yeah, I got you. But listen, you know, we always got to talk basketball.
Yeah, yeah, go
and
for
looking,
it.
And looking at those teams play tonight, like, I want to know what your feeling is as far as our new head coach. Now, when you tell people that, when we all knew that Brett Brown was out of here and we all wanted him gone, you know, the first thing someone says is, well, who are you going to get? And my response has always been, I don't know who I'm going to get. You know, I want the guy that no one, I want the Nick Nurse. I want the Nick Nurse.
Who just received an extension today.
Exactly. I want the, he was a CBA championship coach. Who would have thunk that? Yes. I want Brad Stevens, the guy that was at Butler that clearly had the X and O's to go up and coach in the big leagues. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want that guy that no one knew. Then I'm not good with names. I know who they're throwing about. I don't want the D'Antonis. I don't want the Tyronn Lues. I don't want the Mark Jacksons. I mean,
the one that many believe that might have the lead right now would be Billy Donovan from Oklahoma City.
You like him?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. All right. What about the dude, Dave Jerger, man?
Dave Jaeger. That's my guy.
Dave Jaeger.
Yeah, that's my guy, but I don't know. I really don't know. It's been kind of quiet, and Jason Dumas did put out there, we saw the tweet yesterday, that they were getting ready to interview at some point here soon, very soon. They were going to interview both D'Antoni and Donovan. So we'll see where that goes. I still kind of think D'Antoni ends up maybe in Indiana, possibly. More so than here in Philadelphia, but he does have the background here from being here for that one season with Brett Brown.
And with Elton Brand, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, so look, before I roll out, man.
Give it to us.
You know where I'm hanging, man. Look, I'm about to show my age a little bit. I was born in 77, but I watch a lot of 80s movies, man. And growing up, I always wanted to go hang out with my man Thornton Mellon back in Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow.
Dude had the chicks. He had the party scene. He was the coolest old head white boy I ever seen. Man.
Oh, man, that's a great one. Thanks for the call. Q, always good to hear from you, man. You got it, man. That's a great one. That's a great one. And, of course, the Sixers conversation, always welcome here on the show. I don't know. I told Tyler some stuff yesterday that I did hear a little bit that maybe Tyronn Lue, that might not work out here in Philadelphia. We'll see. Because of some people maybe wanting to stay here in Philadelphia, and they may accommodate that, and Tyronn Lue wants certain things. So Donovan and D'Antoni right now could be the front runners for the position, but it's anyone's guess at this time right now. All this, I mean, it's kind of quiet. Let's just call it for what it is. Kind of quiet. Darren_Tolliver on Twitter gives a great one. I don't know how people feel, but I would visit. I would definitely visit. I don't know if I would stay, but I would visit. Sanford and Son. Staying in the house where Fred Lamont lived. And, of course, the junkyard. Selling the antiques and the junk. That's where Darren says he would want to go visit. That's great. 610-632-0975. Arthur in Havertown next on the Fanatic. Arthur.
Hey, what's up, man? Long time, first time.
Oh, man. Good to hear from you, man. Thank you.
First of all, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm a football fan first. But my dream of choice is Dallas, so forgive me.
Hey, everyone's welcome. We can have an honest conversation.
What I didn't understand about what Coach Peterson was doing was you didn't go to a max protect. You didn't change your receivers. You didn't shorten the route, and you didn't go to a match protect for 7 step drops. I didn't understand that. That was almost Jason Garrett-ish. Your quarterback is squarely in the line of fire if you're going to run these 7 step drops. You have to go to a match protect.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand that.
Yeah, well, we know they kept the extra tight ends in there. We saw Richard Rodgers as well. They tried to chip from time to time with the running backs, and they had their issues overall. But you're right. There's been a mixture of opinions on how the offensive line, specifically the young guys in place at the right guard and the right tackle spots, did. And with that mixture, you know, we're just getting different thoughts on how they played. But at the end of the day, they are fresh in those positions. You want to make sure you protect your quarterback. You don't want him getting hit too many times. And he did, sacked 8 times. I think he was hit like 20-something times on Sunday. And you're right. You needed to make sure that that protection was there. But he also has to get the ball out much quicker to avoid some of those hits.
Now I can agree with you on that, because Dak does that same thing. And it's infuriating. You caused some of your sacks.
Yes, quite a few of them. Quite a few of them, Arthur. Yep. Yep.
Now, as far as people have to stop, Eagle fans, I'm going to say, and Cowboy fans, but Eagle fans, we're talking about the Eagles, had to stop. There was no preseason. Like, there are still some bugs and kids being worked out.
Yeah, this is going to be a preseason for a lot of people. A lot of teams are going to be the preseason, and are you good enough to be one of those teams to make a deep run? We don't know. Right now, it doesn't look like it, but we will find out at the end of the day, Arthur. And
exactly.
They have a tough one against the Rams coming up this weekend. So we'll see, man. But give us your place to stay, man.
Oh, I have 3 quick ones. My first one is Deacon Frost Penthouse from the First Blaze.
Okay.
That's from my man Tyler, because he likes horror movies and stuff like that. My second one is the Mandalorian ship from The Mandalorian.
All right.
His spaceship, and Kay's house in Men in Black 3.
Oh, I like that one. That one's a good one to end it off, man. Appreciate it, Arthur. Don't be a stranger, man. Thank you so much. Good. 3 good ones.
I'm in on the Mandalorian ship.
3 good ones.
I think it's cool.
And I like the Men in Black one as well for Kay.
Did you watch Mandalorian?
No, I did not.
It's pretty good.
No, I did not. You know, it's not my type, but.
Yeah, I know you're not much of a Star Wars guy.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe I'll run across it one of these days. Karate Mark. Mark.
Devon, what's up, my brother? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing okay, man. Thank you.
My man, I feel like I'm living in Philadelphia Groundhog Day as far as being a sports fan. Can I vent for a second to you, brother?
Please.
I mean, I go from the Sixers to the Eagles. I go from a team that loses leads to a team that lost the lead. I go from a coach that leaves his stars on the bench to a coach that leaves his star on the bench. I got undisciplined players that don't take care of their health and don't shoot the ball to a quarterback that holds on to the ball too long. And I hate to be a Debbie Downer, especially this late in the show, but damn, that's what I've been watching as a Philadelphia sports fan, and I'm just looking for it to change.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. Yeah, man, I hear you.
It's the beginning of the season. You know, we got the whole season ahead of us, but one game in football is important. One game against a division is damn important. And, yeesh, welcome back to Philly sports. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I hear you, man. And it is that way, and we hope that they can turn it around. We certainly hope the Phillies can turn things around as we get closer to the end of the baseball season. And we'll see where the Flyers and the Sixers go from here. But you're right, man. What we do have right now is baseball, is football. And we need them to perform better. But, Mark, give us on your way out. I don't know. Maybe taking Leisha with you, man. What you got?
All right. I got one fantasy, and I got 2 attainable. My fantasy, you can put it in any house you want. You ever see the movie Mr. Deeds?
Yes.
With the Hawaiian Punch water fountain.
Great.
Boss, that was the most boss thing in that million-dollar penthouse. The Hawaiian Punch water fountain. Give me that right up here in Northeast Philly,
see,
and I'm living
up. See, this is why we're having this type of talk, man, because us as observers of all these things, whether it be sports, entertainment, these TV shows, movies, we see everything, right? We see little things that catch our eyes, and we really latch on to that. Mark, listen, man, we got to go, man. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Tell Alicia hello, and we'll catch up with you, man. Thanks, man.
Love you, homie.
Always, man. Appreciate it. Anthony in South Philly next. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Devara?
How you doing, man?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Ant, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Now, it's not I'm losing faith in Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, but I don't think they have faith in each other. Because, one, Doug's standing there while Carson's getting killed on the field. And, two, he didn't get the guys that made Carson Wentz great, like DeFilippo, Frank Wright. So they got to expect what's coming to them.
No, I hear you, man. But listen, but this is why people feel the way they felt about Doug Peterson and saying that they trusted him and all of those things, man, because he has to be the one to go out there and find a way to get it done. So we can stop talking about that stuff with these other people who are no longer here that are in their positions where they are, that he is the reason why they are as good as they are. He is the reason why they did what they did.
Yeah. You know, but all I know is when Carson had DeFilippo and the other guy, Frank Wright, in them there,
yeah,
he played great. We wasn't worried about him regressing and missing time or holding the ball too long. You know, now that them guys gone, he's playing like he's the rookie quarterback instead of the guy Hawkins.
I got you. I absolutely got it, man. But listen, and don't be a stranger, number one, man. And as we're tight against the time here, can you give us one of the places you would love to stay?
The Fortress of Solitude, Superman's home.
That's great. I love that one, man. Thanks so much, Ed. Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you soon. Again, don't be a stranger. Thanks for the kind words. Really appreciate it. Let's close the show out with Phil in Michigan tonight here on The Fanatic. Phil.
What's up, baby? Hey, I talked to you when you said the Sixers are going to go out in five games. Nah, man. They got swept, bro. But, hey, so I was feeling a little risky, and I was trying to make, like, $140. So I put $400 on the Eagles, and they let me down.
Oh,
and
then,
but I just put $600. On the Heat.
Oh, well, you cleaned up then, because
yeah, I cleaned up, bro.
Weren't they the underdog?
Yeah, bro. But no, I bet on them live, so it was like when I bet they were down by 10.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, I was like, dude, Jimmy's gonna go crazy, and he did.
Yo.
And so did Hero, bro. Tyler Hero
had 12 points off the bench, man. Hey, enjoy that, man. Send me a dollar, and we'll be all good.
I was like, man, Carson Wentz. Hey, I don't even care, man. I'm about to move. If I got a place to stay, I'm going to Miami. Man.
Hey, well, go to Miami, celebrate, get your Tyler Hero jersey, and all is good, man. Listen, thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate it. Congratulations to you. Thanks to all the calls. We always have a great time. We always have fun. Really appreciate everybody checking in with us. It was a blast tonight, as always. So listen, tomorrow we're back at it right here on The Fanatic at 7 o'clock following Ron Jaworski's show. Live from one of his golf courses. I don't even know where they are tomorrow. They're from with Freddie Mitchell as the guest. And I'm not sure, but Jaws has great golf clubs. He has great golf clubs and great country clubs at Ramblewood, the spot that I've been to many a time. So everybody have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Be safe. And we will talk to you tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Tyler, as always, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.